We just finished 5 weeks of reading from the Gospel of John about the Bread of Life discourse, and we're back to Mark again this week. But there's a connection between everything that the scriptures have been saying over those last 5 weeks and where we are today. So there has been a distinction made between the manna in the desert, which is just something that would nourish them day by day and keep them alive in a physical sense, and the bread of life for one to eat and never die. There's a distinction made in the word that was eaten by the prophet. You know, Ezekiel is given a scroll and told to eat it, and so he consumes it, and it becomes part of him, and he becomes part of it. And so when we consume Eucharist, or when we consume the word that we hear at the ambo, these two tables nourish us unto everlasting life, so that you become what you eat. As St. Augustine said, become what you eat and drink. Become divine. Take on the invitation that God has always given to rejoin, to reunify with God, to stop this illusion that you are somehow separate from God, because you have always been a part of God. Everything comes from God, and everything is going to God. Everything belongs to God, and God is in everything. And separation is an illusion that we humans have dreamed up. Well, if that separation were real, and we sometimes make it real by our sin, sin is separation from God. And once one imagines oneself separate from God, then they take on their own intentionality. They take on their own word, their own law. And we make up laws that kind of work for us in our human situation. So there are all kinds of double entendres here about word. First of all, word is the scriptures. It's the biblical word. It's the testimony, it's the witness of God giving God's self-revelation to the human race, not something we humans made up. One of the great geniuses of the Old Testament is that the Jews didn't think like the rest of the world at that time. The rest of that world made up myths. Mythologies, they were genius, they were some of the best things that humans can make up, but they were still made up. The gods were invented by human beings. But the insight of the Jews was to say, we didn't make this up. This was revealed to us by God himself. And so the word is not just a made-up testimony that we humans invented. The word is the evidence, the testimony, the truth that comes from the mouth of God. But then the word is also the law. The Hebrew word for word gets used for law and scripture. They're synonymous. But then in the Greek, Decalogue, you know, the Ten Commandments, you've probably heard the term Decalogue for those. But Decalogue doesn't mean 10 laws, it means 10 words. Because word and law are synonymous. Jesus, the Son, is the fulfillment of the word. He is the word. In the Gospel of St. John, Jesus is referred to as the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus is the personification, the embodiment of the Word. He is the fulfillment, the embodiment of the law. He fulfills the law. And so when Jesus fulfills the law, he is irritated by minor laws that are human invention, that people pay more attention to than becoming God. And so the washing of jugs and cups and kettles and beds and, you know, all this, these human laws were made up to protect people. If you don't wash your hands before you eat, you can get contaminated. It's just simple human intelligence. But over the years, those have been built into such an excessive obsession that they took the place of actually taking on God's word, God's law into our hearts and minds and becoming it. Really, this is all about not just listing laws and not just obeying a certain number of laws, it's becoming the law, becoming so one with the word that it lives in us and we are it. And so there's no separation, there's no distinction between me and God's word, because I have eaten God's word. I eat it every Sunday from that table. There's no real distinction between the body of Christ that was in Jesus of Nazareth and the body of Christ that I am eating from this table every Sunday. We take on this and we become it. Separation, sin, is seeing the law and the word and the body and blood of Christ over here and me over here and saying once a week I go and partake of it, but then the rest of the week I'm over here. What Jesus wants us to understand is bring the two together. Be what you eat. Live what you hear. And that's why St. James in that second reading says, don't just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Make it your own. Make yourself one with that word. And then there will be no separation, no distinction between me and the body of Christ. There will be no sin because I will have become what I believe.